And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will speak to you to make things right in your marriage, to make things right with your wife, make things right with your husband, so that your children for the future will be able to serve the Lord. And they can say, my parents, they taught us the word of God. My parents loved each other. Yes, they had problems, but they forgave each other.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. It is good to have you along for our continuing look at the elements of a God-glorifying marriage. Today, Roel will urge you to fiercely guard and faithfully cultivate your relationship with your spouse. You'll be reminded that Satan is constantly at work to destroy that union, but the Lord desires for you to stay together for a lifetime. Stay with us for a challenge to persevere in seeking God's best for your family. Today's message is The Person Who Honors Marriage. Here's Roel Reese in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
I don't know how many of you are married here, and maybe you're planning to get married. But I think that before you make that commitment, if you're going to get married, make that commitment to make sure that is the right person you're going to marry, for sure. Because a lot of times, single people, they choose the wrong person, believe it or not. And then they have problems. Financial, physical, abusive, in every way you could ever imagine. But the Lord gave us guidelines how to follow that. How to follow if you're engaged or you're getting ready to get married, whatever your situation may be. But then you have people in the church that are divorced. They're in the first divorce or second time they've been divorced, or maybe three times. But we really don't know why. I don't know why people divorce. The Bible talks to us about divorce. It talks about marriage. So we want to deal this morning with marriage, when people get married. And the best way to start is in the book of Genesis chapter 2. Right away in chapter 2 in verses 18 to 25, he immediately establishes marriage. But he starts out with one male, not a female. One male, there's no female. And what the Lord's going to do here, as we look at the chapter, you're going to see a couple things that I picked up on as I was reading it. And that is the wedding that the Lord set for Adam and Eve, the wedding. Or the plan that God had for men and women in marriage. Now, we're going to learn through the Bible, as we read chapter 2, that when he made male and female, not two males or two females, male and female. That was God's standard for marriage. But even if you have a marriage, or like Adam and Eve had, you got married, you have a wife, and you wives have a husband. What is your husband like today? And what is your wife like today? Sometimes women become the leaders because her husband don't take the leadership. And they love their kids. And they want to make sure their kids are brought up right. Husband's not a Christian. He's doing whatever he wants to do. Planning to leave the house or planning to have another woman. And then maybe she wants to have another man. And when that happens, your house is chaotic. You can't really do anything because there's a lot of hurt in that home. Someone that divorces, we have Paul has a lot to say about that. Paul was single. They think he had a wife. But in order to be a Pharisee, you had to have a wife. But somehow they say that Paul's wife left him. And he was without a wife the rest of his life. He became single. And he'll tell you, if you can be single, get married. But as a Christian, don't go out and commit adultery and don't commit fornication as a single person. You'll destroy your life. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will speak to you when you leave here, to make things right in your marriage, to make things right with your wife, make things right with your husband, so that your children for the future will be able to serve the Lord. And they can say, my parents, they taught us the word of God. My parents loved each other. Yes, they had problems, but they forgave each other. The moment you repent, it's good to go and say, I'm sorry. That's a hard word, I'm sorry. Because we think we're right, and they're wrong. But according to the scriptures, if we see Genesis chapter 2 this morning, he says, and the Lord God said, so who's going to speak? God is the speaker. We're the hearers. And we'll learn a lot about a man that God not only brought together by the name of Adam and then creates a wife for him because he's lonely. He has no one. God gave him the authority to name all the animals of the kingdom of the world. He was very smart. But he didn't have a wife. He was lonely. And God saw the loneliness of men. He saw that he was missing something. And God already knew. This is what it says. You don't have to go there. I'm going to go there by myself here. I'm going to read you something that I thought would be important. I'm going to read from the book of Genesis. He says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish, over the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over livestock, and all the wild animals of the earth. And these small animals shall be scurrying along the ground. And then he says this, for God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Before chapter 2. He already has a plan for marriage, male and female. He creates male first, and then he creates female. Then he goes on. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Multiply yourselves, have children. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. So now he comes to chapter 2, verse 18. And God said, it is not good that men should be alone. God always sought for us to have a partner. And to have children that are going to be trained up in the ways of the Lord. Now, a child cannot be brought up in the ways of the Lord unless the father is the spiritual of the home. You have to be the spiritual one. You're the one who's supposed to be reading the Bible, praying with your children, praying with your wife. You don't have to give them big old Bible studies. You can read them scriptures, Psalms. You can do whatever, but give them the word of God. If you don't teach them, you don't give them the word of God, they're going to do the same when they grow up and they get married. No spiritual life. Here we see that God wants Adam not only to have a spiritual life, but he's going to give him authority, first of all, so that he can prove himself to God that he's going to obey God in the commands that God is going to give to him in creating this world and what the world will be like in the population of the earth through Adam and Eve. So they're our father and our mother from the past for each one of us individually. Those are our first parents. Adam and Eve. He goes on in verse 18. It is not good that men should be alone. I will make him a helper. Notice, women, a helper comparable to who? Comparable to him. Male, female, what happens? We're the same the way we're created. Weddings are interesting. Very interesting. Because you have the bride. She's beautiful. She's in the back, getting ready to come forward to meet her husband, to be. And the guy's standing down here, look at the wife. And the father's bringing the woman. And when they get to here, and then I say, who gives this woman to be married to this man? He says, her mother and I. So then he goes over, takes her by the hand, and brings her up here, and they stand here. They came in as two people. When they walk up here, and they take a stand, and I begin to do the ceremony, by the time the ceremony is over and I say amen, it's no longer two people, it's one people, husband and wife. She becomes my wife. She becomes my name. She becomes the one I protect, the one that I provide for, the one that I continue to love and cherish because what she's done in my life and what she's done with my kids' life. But we don't see a lot of that today. We see a lot of divorces, a lot of separations, a lot of abuse, financially abused, verbally, physically. And the wives are very hurt, or the guys are very hurt because his wife took up with somebody else. It destroyed the kids, and vice versa. So we as believers need to understand that marriage has to be holy as God is holy. Imagine how Adam must have felt. With no wife, getting orders from the Lord and following orders, as you see here in verse 18 again. It is not good that men should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. A helper, not a thorn on the side. A helper. And I think wives need to understand that too, that you and I, as a husband and wife, you need to spend time together praying for each other. You're having difficulties in your marriage. As a real believer, we have to give God a chance to work. That means you give yourself to prayer and to fasting on your marriage, that God can speak to you. Because when God created Adam and Eve, it was for life.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Rees. We'd like to take just a moment and remind you that we are here to support you and your spouse as you journey together with God. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for resources to keep you grounded in the Word of God. You can also download our free app for live-streamed Bible teaching. Now let's rejoin Roel for more of today's study.
Look what he says in verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. So God created and he names every animal in the world. Adam had the authority to do that. So you see, God wanted men to be the authority of his home. Not to lord over his wife, not to lord over his kids, but to be a real father, an intercessor, one that loved his wife, loved his children. They all came together and became one. And when there was a problem, the husband and wife would get together, separate from the kids. They would talk about it, they work on it, and they get over that problem, or there would be bigger problems. That's what happens in marriages today. We have so much counseling with marriages. And maybe you're here and you're already separated, you're already divorced, and then all of a sudden you get divorced and you go ahead and get remarried and you find out that you took your problems from your first marriage to your second marriage. That's what happens a lot of times. You have to give God a chance in your life. And if you don't have problems, that's great. If you've been divorced, don't worry about it. God has forgiven you. Don't make a second mistake. Make sure you guys become the spiritual leaders of your homes. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, when you go home, you can read it. In verse 21, he talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit. But in verse 21, he says, let the woman submit to her husband. Okay, submission to her husband. He doesn't start off saying, woman, love your husband. Doesn't say that at all. He says, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. But then you go to the next verse. And the next verse, three times until you end the chapter. Three times. He tells the husband to love his wife. Real important that husbands love their wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. Husbands, you need to give yourself for your wives. That's hard. Very hard. And that's why marriage is very, very hard. Young people, if you're going to get married, make sure you pray. Don't date someone or someone in your family that wants to take you and take everything from you and notice bring you to a fornicating relationship. where he's using you or she's using you. And then you don't want to get married. You get pregnant. What do you do with child? Abort it? Or you have it? Then this guy comes along and says, well, you know what? I'm not going to have a child. I want you to abort it. But he wants to continue that relationship with you. But you say, no, I'm going to keep the child. And as you keep the child, mothers, they nourish their kids, they take care of them, they watch over them. And then all of a sudden, this guy gets in such trouble, never comes back, that you now meet a person that God is bringing along to you to become your husband and you as a wife. Husband and wife. Here he's trying to teach us that God's in control. In control of my marriage, in control of your marriage, in control of your life, because he goes on to declare in verse 19, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. He says, and whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. He gave him authority as a man. You don't lord over your children. You don't lord over your wife. You don't lord over people. You're in submission to the lordship of Jesus Christ, which means you pray, you read, and you love your family. So important to love your family. He goes on in verse 20. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and the birds of the air and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. He couldn't find anybody comparable to him, but God already knew. God already knew. God was going to take a woman from man's side of a rib and create a woman. God didn't go somewhere else and create a woman and brought to Adam. He created Adam to be the leader, and out of Adam comes Eve through a rib. And now you have Ish and Isha. Ish is man and Isha is Eve. Now you have two that become one, husband and wife. And the command that the Lord will give to them, go out and repopulate the earth. So they become your mother and my father, Adam and Eve from the beginning. So awesome when you read the scriptures. Watch this. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, birds, and all the beasts of the field. And for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. So God takes Adam and puts him into a deep sleep. He's going to do surgery here. He goes on. He says, he went into a deep sleep to fall to Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs. And the word rib there, he took the woman from the closest part of man's heart. Wow. Not from the top, not from the bottom. A husband's not to step in his wife. A husband's not to be lording over his wife. But God created woman for men to be next to him, husband and wife, by loving one another. He goes on in verse 22. And then the rib which the Lord had taken from the man, he made into it a woman, and he brought her to the man. Adam, here you go. This is who's going to be your partner for life. And you're going to have kids. And all these things are going to happen. Adam never expected it. But God had a plan for Adam and Eve. As God has a plan for you and for me. You and your wife. Your kids. Your grandkids. But the problem so many times, we don't have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. When seven times in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, he says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. We need to hear. What is God saying in my marriage? What is God saying in my single life? For those of you that are single, God already has a plan for your life. You have to align yourself with the plan of God. Because if you find yourself as a young person in a fornication relationship, you're not going to get the best that God has for you. You're going to run into big problems. But when you really stand for holiness, and you stand in that holiness that God wants you to have as a female, and then a male. Male and female, boyfriend and girlfriend in a sexual relationship, you break it off, God honors it. And then you pray to see if this is to be your husband, if this is to be your wife. And then you'll be in God's perfect will. But if you don't do that, you're going to be out of God's will. Same as in a marriage. If you don't take care of your wife and do what the Bible says, you're going to be out of character. You're not following what God says in His Word. And we need to follow what God says in His Word. He goes on. Again, verse 22. And then the rib which the Lord had taken from men, He made into it a woman, and He brought her to the man. So God brought Adam to Eve. Eve was brought to Adam. That's the way it works. Because, verse 23, and Adam said, this is not bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called Isha, woman, because she was taken out of Ish. Who? Men. That's why man is in charge of the marriage, in charge of the family. Not to lord over your marriage and your wife and your kids, no. A family that prays together stays together. Don't forget that, stays together. And maybe you're here today and you're not praying with your family. Husband, wife, children, grandchildren. Because when you come to that place in your own personal life, you can appreciate what God is doing in your life, what God has done in your life, and what God is going to do in your life. If you study God's Word, you blow your mind. The reason I say that is because, here we go, verse 24. Therefore, He's going to explain to you, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother. You see, you're not to be with your parents. You have to have your own personal life. And be glued to his wife. And they shall become one flesh. Remember I told you? You're two, now you're one flesh. Husband and wife become one.
With all of life's demands, it can be easy to bottom drawer your relationship with your spouse, but we hope that today's lesson has inspired you to reset your priorities. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. Today's message was titled, The Person Who Honors Marriage. If you'd like to get an unedited version, we'll be glad to send it to you for a donation of $5 or more. To get your copy, just call us at 800-634-9165. We'd also like to equip you with Roel's 30-lesson marriage series, now available on CD and thumb drive. This comprehensive study explains the Bible's parameters for the husband-wife relationship and provides guidance for pursuing God's richest blessings in your home life. You'll also get a challenge to establish habits of mutual respect and humility. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Roel's 30-part marriage series. We'll send you the flash drive for $30, or if you'd like, the CD set for $45. That phone number once again is 800-634-9165. To order by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Our Somebody Loves You family-focused resources are easy to access anytime, anywhere. Make the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel your go-to for biblical teaching, both live-streamed and archived as podcasts. Join Roel for Straight Talk on that channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese is fully listener-supported, and we are thankful for your partnership. Every gift you give enables us to keep sharing the good news of Jesus. And be sure and join us again next time for more Bible-based wisdom from this marriage series. Together, we'll contemplate how small but daily choices, like spending a few moments together in God's Word, can significantly strengthen the union of a husband and a wife. Now, here's Raul once again with the final word.
The word join is the word I told you before. It means to be glued. So you go in the garage. I don't know much about wood. But you get 2x4s, you glue them together, you wait till the morning, you come out and you can't get them apart. So you take a chisel and a hammer, and so finally you get them apart. But when you look at the 2x4s, they're all splintered. You can't use them. They have to be sanded down. And that's the way divorce brings in marriages. The marriage is chaotic, splintered. There's no unity, there's no love, there's nothing in the marriage. And when people look at you, they look at you as those pieces of wood splintered because they don't see you loving your wife. Wife's not loving their husbands, and the children are not loving. They're not being loved by the parents. Marriage is a very, very heavy subject.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.